Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
I can't place it.
You can't place it?
No, don't put this one on Who Can Matt Beat now because I don't know it.
Okay. I'm sure some people get it. I'm sure some people know it. Fatboy don't know it, though. Paige, do you know it, the song?
Mm-mm.
It's in Two Live Crew.
I'm the only one in the room who knows the Fun Loving Criminals.
Fine Young Cannibals?
Fun Loving Criminals.
Oh.
This is Scooby Snacks by Fun Loving Criminals.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Do you, though?
Vaguely.
I don't.
I ain't never heard it. It sounds like, what was the white guys that did a cover of an NWA song back in the day?
Dynamite Hack?
That's what it sounds like to me, Dynamite Hack. Yeah. And when I say hacks, I'm not talking about the morning show down the hall. I'm talking about the Dynamite Hack, the band. Man, I'm still turnt on that. Turnt?
Yeah,
is that okay to say turnt? If you're turnt or TO'd, PO'd, ticked off, pissed off, angry, need to vent, you're raging out, 864-241-4318. Let's get to this week's.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Up and down 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
The FOF line. It is a voicemail set up 24/7, 365, for you to call anytime you're angry about something and you want to just scream and lash out, whatever it may be. 864-241-4318. We have 7 cuts this week.
Yeah.
I've been alerted.
Plus, if you mess up, you can call it back. Because I won't use partial ones that aren't good.
Oh, you should do an FOF blooper reel 1 week. If people say, you son of a...
All right,
hold on. Let me call. My phone's about to die. And then just hang up.
I messed it up.
All right. Here we go. 7 cuts to get to. It's the FOF line.
I just want to say, my ex-old lady, she's such a man. She done hauled ass and ran to Pennsylvania with some damn sloppy some bitch. Her life. Let's do it. Y'all have a good one.
What was the way he described her at the beginning? What was the...
I'd have to write it down. It's pretty rough.
The beginning of the call, though, he's pissed off at his ex.
Yeah. It's the word women really hate, and then the B word.
Oh,
I don't like either. It's a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. That's the kind of radio I used to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. CB paid radio.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Let me tell you what the first one was.
I know what it is.
No.
Yeah.
Critters.
I hate that word.
Hate critters. Critters.
864-241-4318. You can call out exes, your boss, your coworkers, people in traffic you don't even know. It is the FOF line. 864-241-4318.
What's up, Rise Guys? I've had a hell of a week. Some gay b- at the grocery store cussed me out for asking her where she got her kid. Then I had a water line bust. My f-ing plumber come out and didn't fix the damn thing. Somebody s*** in my f-ing mailbox. And Fat Boy keeps hitting the sound bites on my favorite song. Cut the bullshit. I love you guys. Except you, Fat Boy. Fat Boy.
God. You kind of get what he was going for there?
Yeah. He was calling back a bunch of previous FOS.
A compilation of the guy who threatened to take a dump in his neighbor's mailbox, which, you know anything about gravity, would be almost difficult unless you could hang sideways and push. I couldn't.
No, it'd be hard
to
do.
Not even in space could I do that.
You'd have to do it and then put it in there. Just about.
Like, if they're on the International Space Station 9, do they wear a seatbelt when they're taking a dump? You'd have to.
Yeah,
otherwise, it's going to start floating all around the cubicle you're in.
I mean, I don't know how it works, man. I'd love to know.
You don't want to be in the poo pod.
Uh-uh.
No.
Ooh. Ew.
The International Space Station. You just...
Who togs in the poo pod?
TGIFOF. It's the FOF line. 864-241-4318.
Hey, Rise Guys. I was just listening to a re-premiere from this week's Truth or Consequences. I just wanted to say to the stupid on there, a.k.a. air quotes Brittany, you're a stupid. If you can't answer a question without using the word I mean to start the sentence, you suck ass. If you can't say anything more than that, shut the up.
Now,
love you, Rise Guys. More Fat Boy.
He has a nice speaking voice.
He really does.
I mean, it was very Sam Elliott-ish.
Mm-hmm. Like you suck ass.
Listen, I'm giving you a compliment, pal.
Pal?
You suck ass.
No. No, I don't. I quit that when I graduated.
Such language.
So I got through high school.
Hang on. I got to save it.
I mean, what's the difference between a kiss ass and a suck ass?
What is the difference?
Well, it's like vegetables, right?
You suck ass.
That's succotash you're thinking about. Oh, man. Save that one. Make that part of the new soundboard. It's got Lickle and all those on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Listen, pal. Lickle and then that guy. Maybe a little Hey Baby in there for fun.
Nice.
A dash of Hey Baby.
Hey Baby.
And then a little bit of You Suck Ass.
You Suck Ass.
Perfect. Wow. That's the recipe for great radio right there. The FOF line, Jimmy. Don't you love it?
Man, it's the best. They're fun so far today.
So,
there's going to be some hard venom coming up at some point. But
is there any?
Fun so far.
Always. All right, let's get to the halfway point. 864-241-4318, the Rise Guys FOF line.
Hey, you stupid sons of bitches from North Carolina and South Carolina. Quit mowing your grass and blowing the shit in the f-ing road. We ride motorcycles out here, you stupid mother. The law won't do nothing about it as far as giving you a f-ing ticket. God damn it. Y'all mother we're getting tired of this shit. Quit blowing your f***ing grass in the f***ing road, you stupid f***ing morons. I mean, what are you f***ing trying to do? Make your grass look a little better by not blowing grass in the f***ing grass, you stupid mother f***er. Look here. Use a little bit of common sense when you're f***ing cutting your mother f***ing grass and quit blowing the shit in the f***ing road, you stupid sons of bitches.
Oh, that's funny.
What are you supposed to do with it, though?
I don't know.
First of all, get a bagger on your mower, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bag it up. I mean, will that make a motorcycle kind of lose traction?
It
can be slippery, yeah.
I mean, I mean, not even that, but just like the dust and all the stuff just blowing in your face when you drive by.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe wear
a helmet. Wearing a damn helmet,
I was going to say, maybe wear a helmet. I don't know. You know what you ought to do is drive the other direction and blow it back in their yard.
There you go.
That's what I would do.
Put lights at them and have...
Lickle. You start doing a bunch of circles and start like grass clipping tornado in their front yard.
Yes.
Do something. Or take a dump in their mailbox. That seems to be trending right now.
You're
talking about it on the talk.
What if they got one at the post office, though?
If he what?
What if their mailbox is at the post office?
Oh, a P.O. box.
Don't do that.
That'd be a P.O.O. box.
Oh.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Hi, this is P1 Sean the Bomb from Grew. I'm calling in regards to that woman who said that her dad had flashed the lights and gang members followed her dad home and they had a shootout in the front yard. Now, I was born and raised in Sacramento, California until I was 14, and I can say for a fact with all the gangs around there that there is no gang that will follow you home because you flash the lights at them and have a shootout in the front yard. And she said nobody f***ing got hurt. Nobody f***ing got hurt during a shootout in her front yard. Now, if they followed her dad to the house, why would they just decide to have a shootout in their front yard just for shits and giggles? It makes absolutely no damn sense, and I'm telling you right now that girl is full of shit. There is no way in hell that a gang, for absolutely no reason, followed her home and had a shootout in the front yard. All right. Love you, Rise Guys.
If you just tuned in, no, it is not in the heat of the night. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning.
On you right now, that girl is full of
That's right.
Oh.
Watch out.
I'm dying. All
right. We got to change his name. I can't remember. I can't.
Illegal?
I mean, his name is what it is. I'm talking about his P1 name.
Yeah.
P1 Sean the Bomb doesn't encompass what Sean is to our show now.
Lickle.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. Oh,
I got to see that guy.
I know.
Do we have two to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. When are we? We need to meet Sean. Sean the Bomb. We need to have him in.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Open door, man.
All right. 864-241-4318. We have two to go. Two to go.
Don't kill the messenger.
Oh, boy. Paige, get ready.
Compiler.
This is going to be about you, Paige. Here we go.
Matt, man, I'm going to need you to stop saying literally every 5 seconds. That's all the you say. Everything is literally this, literally that. Like, find a new word for maybe 10 minutes. You know, it's how you said that totally obsessed was annoying. Well, yeah, you use it like people use f***ing obsessed. So, like, do us a f***ing solid. Find another f***ing word other than literally for s*** sake because it's f***ing annoying. Just stop. Find another word. And if you don't, I'm going to come through this damn radio. I'm going to dot your eye. It's a good one. Love you, Rise Guys.
No, you don't.
You don't
she was
going to
give me a black eye.
Dang it.
Through the radio somehow.
Literally.
At least she knows you got a lazy eye.
Thank you, Paige. You know what? With your Obama tattoo.
She don't talk to you.
It's under there somewhere. I saw it before. Well, this is what I don't like about the job. I appreciate the constructive criticism, but now I'm going to be, because of that one call, I'm going to, like, think before I speak now, and it's going to filter me.
You suck ass.
You do! Enough out of you. No more calls.
Yeah, we're done.
Literally.
Sorry.
That's making her nuts.
No, but I see that. I mean, I know how when you hear it and you're not cognizant of it. So I'll work on that. I'm not against constructive criticism.
That's all you can do, man.
But don't threaten me. Is that what happens now in 2019? Women now, they're trying to get their equality and saying, I don't like the way you talk, man, and I'm going to punch you in the eye.
I'm going to dot your good eye.
I'm going to dot your good eye. I'm going to Spuds McKenzie you. Ah, brother. All right, but I'll work on it. I'm going to write now on my little paper here, literally, and then I'm going to circle it and draw an X to it.
You should.
Literally won't say it again.
Make her happy, Matt.
864.
You take care of that lady on the phone.
I'm making dreams come true.
She sounded like a nice lady, except for all the mean stuff she said about you.
She really did.
She really did.
864-241-4318. Is this a humdinger? Is this a gully washer?
Yeah, this chick might be looking for a job now.
Oh.
It's the Rise Guys, FOF line.
Morning, guys, and Paige. Just want to give a big old off. To my soon-to-be ex-employer, you really shouldn't have had me write checks this week because now I know you're paying one of the motherfuckers that spend their f***ing time f***ing up all gosh dang day. The same amount that you're paying me, I haul your shit around in my personal f***ing vehicle. You don't pay my truck payment. You don't pay my f***ing insurance. You've got me jumping from job to job f***ing day after day, putting f***ing miles and wear and tear on my vehicle. And this motherfucker gets to sit on the same job every day. You don't get him f***ing hopping jobs. You don't have him hauling your shit around in his teeny tiny car. It's not even his f***ing car. His mom drives him to work every f***ing day. Damn. Now I know how underappreciated I really am. Hopefully if y'all play this, I won't be working for this motherfucker anymore. It's pretty f***ing sad that I have to call a voicemail to vent my frustrations so I can get through the f***ing day. You're lucky you are on vacation right now, because if you weren't, I'd have your f***ing ball. Hope you guys have a great day. Love ya.
Women are very angry this
yes.
week. They want to give black eyes and retrieve testicles.
I know. Apparently. She's on the hunt for for a bag.
But I'm glad.
Thank God he's on vacation.
She vented before she went back and hurt somebody at work, so that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why it's there.
That's why it's there.
That's why we do it.
I know.
If you go sit in your car and, like, scream or sit there and talk to yourself or, like, do, like, a – like, sometimes I'll get in my car here when I'm leaving and angry about stuff, and I'll cut a wrestling promo on someone who's not in the car with me. But what better way to do it than to call a voicemail?
I know, right?
Our voicemail specifically, the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
You suck ass.
What was the other one? You had Listen Pal. You had You Suck. You had Lickle.
Lickle.
Yeah, and there was another one from the FOF line. Oh gosh, it was one of those.
Listen Pal.
No, Listen Pal. I said there was another one that really we harped on it for 2 or 3 weeks and then.
Oh no, what was it?
Oh man,
was it Holla? Holla.
Oh, I got. Hang on.
I don't remember what it was. Was it the guys from Shelby, right? You're always looking for the P1 Pilsner?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I saved them.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I want to hear the blooper reel, too. We'll do that one day. The FOF line.
My ass.
Oh, that's A.D. Bryant from SNL.
She
was on the show. 864-241-4318. You, too, could be Rise Guys Famous and become a sound bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. sound bit. Now.
Or sound bite. Either one of those. Remember the number, 864-241-4318. Remember these numbers now, though. 1-800-774-0093. It's your last chance to win tickets to see the Black Keys and Muse in Atlanta, GA. When we come back, you will have to do but one thing, and that's name their balls right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's 8:33. This is our last chance, at least for now, for you to win tickets to see the Black Keys, one of my favorite bands. That's reason enough for you to go.
Yep.
No, they're really good. Really good. And then Modest Mouse, nothing to shake a stick at either. They're going to be fantastic. It's all in Atlanta. Jimmy, is that September?
November. November 9th, State Farm Arena.
Let's go ahead and plan out our fall before we even get to summer.
Mm-hmm. Formerly Phillips Arena.
Formerly Phillips Arena. Yeah. We need two people to play 1-800-774-0093. Should I start the game now?
Yeah.
You want to?
Live from Studio Inario at Intercom Greenville, this is Name Their Balls. Woo! What a fun game it is. We combine sports and immature things that we laugh at, things that middle school kids probably laugh at, high school kids, maybe even some college. That's what we have is some college.
Mm-hmm.
And then we name an athlete's name, and you will have to guess which ball they are famous for. In other words, if I said Hank Aaron, you would say...
Baseball.
Or if I said LeBron James...
Basketball.
If I said Jeremy Clements, ball bearings. I could have got you on ball bearings. But I wouldn't. We do not use race car people. UFC like Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, he won't be on the list. It's usually people with funny names in sports. So I'll tell you today, the answers will either be basketball, football, or baseball. Let me write that down for my notes, too. Basketball, baseball, or football. And when I say football, I'm talking American football. Football, not football.
Real football.
Real football. Concussions and everything. All right, let's meet our contestants. This lady right here has, if there was some kind of win-loss record on Rise Guys history, I think she might be the greatest winner of games as far as consistency, especially as playing them. Let's say hello to Holly. You know it was P1 Happy Slappy in Greer. Hey, Happy Slappy, good morning.
Good morning.
One half of the greatest brother-sister P1 tag right? team of all time. Yep. You and old Rob.
Well, thank you.
You'd like to go see the Black Keys and Modest Mouse?
Yes, I would.
Well, you're going to, unless a guy that just called the FOF line a moment ago and we talked about, it's P1 Sean the Bomb. Hey, Sean.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Can we talk about changing your name?
Illegal?
Just for it's a way for us to remember it better. Because when I see Sean the Bomb, I don't think about it. I don't associate the two.
Well, what would I have to change it to?
Hmm.
Something Matt can remember.
Oh, well, you said it too the other day, Jim, that you saw Sean the Bomb on the screen waiting to come on the air, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's illegal.
No, I was just giving you a hard time.
Yeah. Illegal?
Well, regardless, Sean, you know basketball and baseball and football, right?
Kind of.
All right. And then Holly, Happy Slappy, you're well-versed in that too, right?
I'm okay.
All right. Well, we got some seasoned competitors here today. All right. I will say a athlete's name. You will then scream your name if you want to guess. Again, the options will be basketball, which we're in the season for, baseball, which we're about in the season for, and then football, which will be here before you know it.
Illegal.
All right. Number one, the first athlete on the list, name their balls, Pete LeCocq.
Happy Slappy.
Happy Slappy?
Baseball?
That's right. Oh. What'd you dinger? All right, answer.
Wait, what?
Yay.
You got it right. There was
my finger twitched.
You got it right. Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Played for the Royals. That's Mark Hendrick's favorite team.
Yeah, it is.
Old Pete LeCocq.
You don't like George Brett, though.
Yeah. All right, so that says the leaderboard is Happy Slappy 1, P1 Sean the Bomb 2, 0.
What?
0. 1-2-0 is what I meant to say. All right, you keep the score. I'm not going to mess with it. All right, here we go. Are you still there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thank God. All right. The next name on the list as we play Name Their Balls. Again, the options will be basketball, baseball, or football. Name Their Balls. Dick Bender.
Happy Slappy.
Happy Slappy?
Handball?
Is it one more time? I'm sorry?
Football.
Is that correct? Lickle for the steal?
I didn't think so. Basketball.
It is basketball. And get this. He's the current assistant coach for your Clemson Tigers.
Woohoo!
Yeah, the men's team.
The assistant, the coach's name is Dick Bender. Yeah. Look at it. Look at look at this picture of him. He don't look like a Dick Bender, does he?
Yeah, he kind of does.
You think so? Yeah. All right. So we got a tie game right now is what you're saying.
Yep.
1-1 tie game. P1 Happy Slappy versus P1 Sean the Bomb. Both of them residing in Greer, South Carolina.
Illegal.
Right. All right. Here we go. Athlete number three as we play Name Their Balls. Dick Schnitker. Dick Schnitker.
Sean.
Sean?
Is it football?
It's not football. Happy Slappy. Dick Schnitker.
Baseball.
Is that correct?
Oh,
Paige?
No.
Basketball.
It is basketball. Played for the Lakers.
Minneapolis?
Minneapolis Lakers. That's right. Dick Schnitker. Everybody remembers him, right? He's a Hall of Famer, I think. Many rings? All right. What kind of rings, though? That's the question. All right. What's the scoreboard looking like right now?
We're still tied up. 1-1.
Tied 1-1. Here we go. Name their balls.
This is so intense.
The answers will be basketball, baseball, or football. Name their balls. Dick where? Dick where?
Mile. Left.
Hey, turn your GPS on.
Happy Slappy.
Happy Slappy. Dick where?
Football.
Is that correct?
Ah! I suck at this.
Lickle for the steal. Sean.
Basketball.
It is basketball. He played for the Indianapolis Jets.
Oh,
I guess
wow.
That's way pre-NBA.
Oh, yeah.
W-E-H-R. Dick Ware. All right. We have Sean now in the lead, 2-1. Am I right?
Yeah, he's up 2-1.
2-1.
Happy Slappy. Yeah, all this buildup I just did about you and your prowess. And
I know.
All right, here we go. Holly can tie it up if she gets this one right. If she does not, P1 Sean the Bomb will win the tickets to see the Black Keys.
You suck ass.
Yeah, I do not. Name their balls. Charlie Manlove.
Sean.
Charlie Sean. Manlove.
Baseball.
It is baseball.
Yes. What just happened?
I don't know. He played for the New York Gothams. Charlie Manlove, spelled just like you say, is not a mispronounce. Charlie Manlove. So that means with a score of 3-1?
Yeah.
It's P1 Sean the Bomb.
Yay.
Dude.
Congrats.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Who will you bring with you to this great event come November?
I'm going to bring my lovely wife.
What's her name? Would you like to say?
I won't say her name.
Okay.
Do you know how to say it? That's the question. Now, look, here's the thing. Put this in your pipe and smoke it. Stink Martindale, make it official right now. Let him know what he's won.
Well, congratulations, B1 Sean the Bomb. You're going to see the Black Keys and Modest Mouse live at State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Saturday, November 9th.
Yeah. Congratulations. How long have you and your wife been married?
Five years.
5 years. Okay. Well, very good. Well, hold on. Fat Boy's going to get your information. And then now I feel for Holly Slappy because her brother Rob Slappy will ridicule her at any kind of family functions. And
he's got to avenge her loss now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe next week we do brother versus sister. Who knows? Maybe it'll be Sean versus his wife without a name. You know? There's a lot of ideas floating around for next week.
They got to win their ticket.
What do you mean?
I mean, Sean won his, but his wife didn't win hers.
Yeah. Did you get yours yesterday, Fat Boy?
No.
The tickets you were looking at?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Why?
I don't know.
Not this concert.
I feel like this is one I'm probably going to get rucked out of. It might be popular for other people to attend.
Yeah. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing.
Are we?
We're talking about the ones you were looking at in the office yesterday.
Yeah, then that's the other thing. I don't know if that's going to happen. I might have to take out a loan.
Oh, man. Whoever wins Powerball should buy Fat Boy these tickets to this concert.
Everybody's winning it left and right.
Yeah.
Go to Simpsonville and win it for me.
All right. We'll take a little break. More prizes, more games, more Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everyone. It's Friday.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:49. I'll tell you, I don't remember what the concert was. What's it? U2? The one that you were looking at tickets yesterday, Fat Boy?
No, man. It was Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And he stopped because he's got hearing issues. So people thought, he'll never tour again. Kind of like Huey Lewis.
Seems like that'd be a very exciting show.
God.
I mean, it seems to be just so exciting. I don't know how you'd be able to put up with the energy of a Phil Collins concert.
Are you being facetious? I'd love to go see Phil Collins.
That's what a concert is like to me, though.
What? An experience?
Just kind of hanging out and, like, relaxing.
Yeah.
If you go to the birthday bash that we had a few years ago, where you kind of felt like you're going to get sacrificed for blood.
The one at the well?
Oh, come on.
I get nervous, man. It's too loud.
Who's going to sacrifice you for blood at a Hatebreed concert? Or a Five Finger Death Punch concert. Come on.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah. You were scared of that handprint on Ivan Moody's face, weren't you?
You never got to experience Lecherous Nocturne. You'd probably have died watching that show.
Dude.
Oh, God.
I tell you what. When we went to that concert years ago, Lecherous Nocturne.
Yeah.
With Jason Hohenstein.
Yeah.
The legendary P1.
Steiner.
P1 Warsteiner. Man, I was like, because my mom would always say, Mary would say, like, where are you going to be when the Lord comes back? Right? That whole thing. And I was sitting there. We were in Spartanburg watching this. And
It was Ground Zero.
It was Ground Zero.
Yes, it was.
And I'm sitting there saying, I'm saying a prayer. And I'm like, Lord, don't come back right now. Like, don't come back right this second.
Yeah.
If I had been, I mean, I was, it was an odd scene.
Yeah.
Now, you would not feel that way to Phil Collins' concert. But you would.
No.
Paige, join this conversation. Would Phil Collins put on a boring concert like Nine just said?
I didn't say boring. I said you'd be blown away by the energy of it.
He's a good drummer.
He is.
Well, he's a good singer, too.
He's a great drummer.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good singer.
Like, you don't go to, I don't know, it seems like you go to hang out and just kind of, not really background music, but you kind of, like, I wouldn't stand. Believe it or not. You sit the whole time, kind of relax.
You prefer a lawn seat so you can actually just lay down.
Yes. Lay on my side and watch. I couldn't go to a show where it's...
He's got his arm up against his head just laying there. like he's on the couch at home.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, take some pillows.
I don't want to get pumped up, I guess is what I'm saying.
You want to be the youngest old man there?
Yeah. Just kind of hanging out.
I mean, I would love to go see him, but that's not one of those where you would like drink heavy at either, right?
No.
You might have one beer, maybe two. But
no, you know... Middle-aged people would be hammered at a Phil Collins concert.
You think?
Yeah, they're always hammered at every concert.
A lot of wine would be served.
But see, like, I thought I was going to miss Elton John, and when I was looking to see where all Phil was coming to, Elton John's coming to Atlanta. Like, oh, God, I didn't miss them.
So that's – okay, what was the one where you were pricing them yesterday and they were $499?
That was Elton John.
God,
I could buy tickets for that one now.
Yeah. And that's just your
– that's way up.
A piece?
Now, when I went to U2, I sat way up too, but it wasn't that much. And you could still see. So I guess you'll have some kind of stage presence you can watch. But this was like behind the stage, way up top. And I haven't been to State Farm Arena.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's like up top.
Yeah,
like taking TD Garden is huge.
Yeah, it's comparably sized, I imagine.
Is that where we went to Royal Rumble? Is that in the same?
That's where we went to UFC.
Oh yeah. Well, Steven got his tickets for that. They were great.
Yeah, great seats. Lower bowl.
I guess I am going to miss them because
press section.
What are floor seats?
God, like $1,500, $1,600. That's not even like.
My God.
That's like middle of the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I would definitely go see Elton John, but
he's done. Lord. This is it. He's not coming back.
Sure, it is. They've all said that. Michael Jordan,
Motley Crue,
Alabama. Bob Seger will play again in 2 years. You know he will. Mm-hmm. Frampton. Yeah, from Wild Wing. No, Peter Frampton. He's quit 10 times, and now he's coming back again one more time. Last show ever.
Yeah, next weekend I'm going down to Atlanta to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm going to see George Strait, and all he's going to do is stand there and sing and play a guitar. It's not going to be like running around like, you know, crazy stuff or nothing. He's just going to stand there and sing and play guitar.
But you definitely feel like you're getting your money's worth out of him.
Yeah.
And it'll be a long show, but still. I can people afford it, man. Alabama.
They're coming to Greenville and tickets are $100 for Alabama. Man, I love them. But, like, you know, we're in this, like, we were talking about how millennials are. Is this go to break music or is this just background?
Just background.
Oh. We talk about how millennials or whatever, rather than to, like, buy things. I mean, they buy their things, too, but, like, they're really into experiences. Paying for crazy vacations and stuff like that to have the memories and stuff.
Going to Fire Festival.
Yeah, but like to ask somebody to pay for two tickets, $1,000 for your base price.
Oh my gosh!
I mean,
Phil's not even on sale yet, so I can only imagine what that's going to be.
Oh, it'd be crazy expensive. Probably not Elton expensive though.
I hope not, man.
It won't be Elton expensive.
Like the most expensive ticket, I remember I had Sticker Shock. Of course, I was in high school, but Rolling Stones at Clemson. I paid $75 to go to that, and I remember thinking, this is absurd, but it's the Rolling Stones at Death Valley. You got to go to that, right?
Yeah.
$75, $500.
God, I know, man. Now, this was the secondary.
Is that inflation, or is that just him being bougie?
Well, this was secondary market, too, but still, I couldn't find it, like, you know, through First Party. That's where the only place left to buy.
Good Lord.
But two rows up in the same section was twice the price.
Wow.
I mean, I'm stuck. I'm not going to be able to go to either one. I'm not the kind of person that would be like, I got to fork over the money.
Did you buy a lottery ticket at Publix recently? I may have some good news for you.
I can't be like, I'm going to fork over the money or try to get the money and just to go because I'll be sitting there the whole time after 2 hours when it's over being like, I spent too much money on a ticket.
You probably wouldn't think about it that night, but it would, like, set in over the next couple of days, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a cap on an experience like that, I guess.
What's your cap on concert ticket price, Fatboy? Because Nine it just blew his out of the water with this one he's going to next weekend.
Yeah, the George Strait tickets
I know his personal
not cheap
limits.
At all.
Now, see, I would like to sit up top, so that don't bother me.
Yeah.
So that's where I'd look first to get the ticket.
Not even from a I'm better than this thing, but I get vertigo, man. Like, when you go to the whatever the Charlotte Coliseum's called now, where the Hornets
Spectrum play. Center.
Yeah. Like, when I went to see the Chili Peppers that time when they were playing with, who was the Chili Peppers playing with? Whoever it was. Like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I had
Santa Gold when I saw him.
It was, the seats were upper deck, and I felt like I was looking down, and like, I couldn't even stand up because I felt like I was going to fall forward.
It's big there.
I'd mess up everybody's night.
I'd like, $60 maybe. That'd be my cap. But ooh, even then, I'd be like, see, I'd have to put my thumb over the ticket price so I wouldn't look at it.
I bought Mary for Valentine's Day. I bought her Kelly Clarkson tickets. That's next weekend. And then she's going to come. I told her, I said, because I bought her. I didn't get them for free. And, and because, you know, she has sometimes has a hard time getting around, I had to buy her nicer seats because I didn't want her to get stuck up top and fall backwards and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I told her, I said, you have to come in the Monday after and review it. So she's going to come in and review the Kelly Clarkson concert. But they were $90 a piece.
Yeah.
I ain't saying that to gloat. I'm just saying Kelly Clarkson, not even on the floor, lower bowl, from Ticketmaster, not even a second, third party, whatever.
Who can go to a show anymore?
I don't know. I bought a $20 Rival Sons ticket last night. That ain't bad.
I mean, you got some tours about to kick off, too. Backstreet Boys tour. That's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
How much tickets are that going to be?
Oh, I was writing down the other night in my calendar different concerts that are coming up. Freaking Nelly and TLC are coming. I want to go to that.
Yeah, but...
Well, I don't care. I do. Don't give me that. It's going to be great this summer.
I'll save you money.
This won't be a very good show at all.
Well, you know what? Neither will all these bands you talk about nobody knows of.
What, Rival Sons? You just blowing up the rock charts?
Oh, please.
Come on.
You have to say that so I know it. I wouldn't know it otherwise. I want to go see the Black Keys in November.
Yeah, I do too, man.
All right. We'll take a little break. I'm really not mad at you.
No, I know. I just busted on you. I bet Nelly'd be fun to see.
Nelly would be fun to see.
I just mean a dick.
TLC would be okay, but the only thing about Left Eye's gone, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Joe Marzuka's taken over for her.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's going to do a great job.
The car key to the upstate is going to be in TLC. Well, of course, namesake, right? TLC Motors.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Hold on.
Whether you work in a lab, on the lawn, or as a legal assistant, we know you all wake up with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.